Good as Hank FM for the following, though. No tears. No tears.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Because the last thing you need with a severe cold snap is these folks. Let us start right here in the Lone Star States. In our leading example of why we can't have nice things, you may remember July of just last year, state of Texas got rid of those paper temporary tags after you buy a vehicle to combat fraud because they were pretty easy to replicate or just be fraudulent in any which way. Well, now they're trying to combat a new type of fraud because the issue has now moved to counterfeit metal plates.
Oh.
Yeah, fraudsters are now just, well, printing out their own fake metal Texas license plate. So they say authorities with the state, if you're buying a specifically used car online, you should be careful. And they say victims don't normally know that the car they bought is stolen. Normally is an interesting part to put in that sentence right there.
Mm.
Yeah, so now making fake metal plates. If caught, though, they'll have the opportunity to make real license plates in an incarcerated vacation destination, not of their choosing. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. Life skills. So the weather is going to be cold, and you may be tempted to go to great lengths for one of your biggest priorities in life, which, as Texans, may be brisket. A man in Florida, however, in big trouble for stuffing a variety of meats down his pants, including brisket and a $100 cowboy steak.
Hey.
Employees, however, caught on. They gave chase. He dropped all the beef in the parking lot and ran out into the night. One guess as to where this all went down?
Florida?
Aventura, Florida.
Okay.
I try and help him.
And they probably put that brisket right back on the shelf.
Dum, 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 dum.
Who wants Florida brisket anyway?
Wah.
Who wants New Hampshire queso? Well, Alec Arenello, 19 years old, out of Windham, New Hampshire. I don't know if he thought everybody needed it, but he certainly provided it. Alec is charged with 3 counts of first-degree burglary in connection with break-ins, which occurred early morning hours of last week on the 14th. He's been released on bail. According to police reports up there in Horry County, South Carolina, which he went down from New Hampshire to South Carolina, there were break-ins and enterings all around local dorm rooms of whatever college is down there. And every time somebody went in, all of their stuff that wasn't stolen was doused in queso.
What?
Except for one. One of the break-ins, everything was slathered with syrup.
Ugh.
I don't know if he watched Home Alone and thought he could make his own calling card or something like that, but nobody knew this guy of any of the locations he broke into, nor do they understand where he ended up with so much queso to give.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's not Florida or New Hampshire, but Ohio is doing Ohio things, namely a man who walked into a Petco store, then removed a koi fish from a tank and began nibbling the poor little fish. Fear not. Someone who knows what's going on promptly called the manager, who wanted to press charges. Yeah. However, police could not find the crook. The fish, however, seems to be just fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the fish said? I hope that's an eyewitness account.
Dum, 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 dum.
And you know what? If you're mean to animals,
shame
on
seriously.
You.
Shame.
That is not acceptable.
Shame.
Well, we have, let's go to Philly. And troubles for 29-year-old Blaine Dongus, who recently turned himself into police for vandalizing a Humpty Dumpty statue at a mini golf course a little up the road, not far, in Cape May, New Jersey. So they saw this all happen on the surveillance video. They just didn't know that Blaine was the one behind it. But Blaine was the one ripping fiberglass off the Humpty Dumpty statue, pushing it over, and stealing the fiberglass egg that Humpty Dumpty was also holding. Seemed to be a rather involved Humpty Dumpty.
Dear.
Statue. Anyway, they were able to identify Dongus, but he turned himself in and has been charged with criminal mischief and trespassing and will also be fined probably for the reconstruction of the Humpty Dumpty statue. No word on the King's Men if they're available, though.
Dum, 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 dum.
They can't put them back together. You heard the story.
Yeah. You know those butt scrunch tights? were the talk of the town earlier this week.
Oh.
But Lululemon is saying, hold my Stanley. Because they just launched a new line of Get Low leggings, which were promptly pulled from their online store. They were supposed to be squat-proof. Mm. Reviewers say, no, that's not really a thing. And they also may have been a little see-through. Again.
See,
yeah.
That's not okay. Because when you're in Florida and you're trying to stuff brisket down your pants, where are you going to put them?